I am joined by on a totally different subject, but related at the same time, by Colette Burns, Architectural Project Leader at the Technological University of Dublin. That's a mouthful, Colette, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's quite the title.
And Colette is going to chat to us this morning about a project in Grange Gorman which shows how six women architects are transforming our capital. Good afternoon, Colette, first of all, and welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're more than welcome. Colette, tell me about this exhibition and tell me what these women are doing that's going to transform our capital.
Well, it's not actually an exhibition. It was an event that was organised literally just for one morning on the 20th of June last on the Grange Gorman site. And essentially, it's because the construction work started on two very large quad buildings last year, quadrangle buildings. And then there's an additional phase of work. And I'm relatively new to this post, the architectural project leader, and it struck me straight away that of the next phase of buildings, all of the architectural leaders were all women. And that's very unusual, even in 2019 in construction. So I had a conversation with a few of the other people who are involved in the project up there, and we thought it would be a good idea just to make an event around that.
And it's a funny thing, actually, Colette, now that you mention it, because, you know, if you go into, we'll say, a new house or an apartment or something, the first thing a woman will comment on, and I'm not being sexist, I really, really am, I'm not here, is the kitchen. And the amount of times I have heard them say, you know, it was a man that designed this.
Well, I'm not sure, I don't know. Maybe you're probably right in terms of, shall we say, length of time spent or organisational capacity. Because quite often women would look at a space and read it in terms of how it might be best utilised. But I don't know. I think they're also interested. Women are interested, same as men. We're both interested in design or the functionality of spaces. So maybe when you're in someone's house, you might feel that that's the area that you would comment on. But in terms of the broader architectural world, there is a very big number of architects who are working, you know, obviously across the world, but also working at the minute in Dublin. But to be working on these large-scale projects, which are going to be not accessible necessarily, but visible to everybody because it's going to be part of the new Technological University campus, we thought it was worth them not just talking about, you know, women, but talking about the projects, giving them a platform to speak about sort of bigger-scale projects that they're working on. So that was really the idea.
And are there, no, I appreciate, and as I said in my intro there, these are six women architects. But I would imagine that in the era we're living in, we have an awful lot more women architects than we used to have, say, 30, 40 years ago.
We do, absolutely. I think it's like a lot of fields, regardless of what area you're working in, whether it's education, whether it's in law, you know, I mean, there was a big furore in medicine. Absolutely, because more women are, I suppose, studying in the start and then realising that we can do a whole series of things that maybe you hadn't even thought about before. But that was also one of the reasons to have these sorts of events, is because quite often people don't realise that it's something that is open to them. They don't even think about it. It doesn't sort of cross their awareness because people aren't around for them to follow, if you know what I mean. It's sort of that mentoring or that public visibility of people, whether it's, you know, because of your sex or whether it's because of your ethnicity or, you know, whatever it is. So it's to really to give a platform for people to say, I'm here, I'm doing this, it's possible. Why you could do this too if you're interested, if this is something that you're interested in doing. So as I say, it wasn't to talk about as such how you do something differently as a woman. I'm not necessarily saying that is or isn't the case, but just to give them a platform to talk about it so they have a level of visibility. And I think that's very, very important. You know, people talk about it in politics as well, so you have visibility and you hear female voices.
As we drive around Dublin, as our listeners travel around the city, Colette, are there any projects going on at the moment that are being headed up by women architects that people may be driving by every day and not even aware of it?
I'm sure there are hundreds. We have actually the most internationally renowned architects actually in Ireland working today are Grafton Architects, and that's headed by two women, the two partners there, and they would have been, as I say, the most internationally recognised architects in. So they've worked, they've worked in the UK, they've worked in South America, they've worked other places in Europe, doing a lot of very, well recognised. They were the curators of the Venice Biennale last year, the Architectural Biennale, and that's headed up by two women architects. So in actual fact, there's a lot of very high profile women architects in Ireland. And as I say, it's giving a platform not just to them as the directors, but also what we actually wanted to talk to were not just the directors who you might be able to see, but actually the people who are delivering the projects. And that's actually who we're talking about, it, the project architects who work on the day-to-day, work with the contractors, work with all the rest of the design team. So it's to give that wider exposure.
Yeah, and of course the two women you referred to there are from the Grafton Architects, Andrea Doyle and Simona Castelli, am I right, Castelli?
Well, they're the project architects, so they're not. From Grafton Architects, it's Yvonne, I'm going to get the names wrong now, it's Yvonne Farrell, and the second name has just completely gone out of my head.
That's not a problem.
So they're
that's
the project, they're the principals in the office, but project architects who came to talk to us about the school that they're working on are Simona Castelli and Andrea Doyle.
Colette, is it, I always love to hear these stories. I really, really do. And we have often heard about them in the field of medicine, where people who have trained and qualified here, and we all hear the stories about them heading off into the wild blue yonder, and we spent a fortune training them, and now they're working wherever around the world. But what we don't hear is that there are quite a few of them that actually, yes, they go and they get world experience and they see things that aren't to be seen here. And then they return with that experience and with the additional skills they've picked up while they're abroad. Does that also refer, you were saying that, that there are female architects coming back who have worked on massive projects in South America and in Britain and places like that. I presume that translates back into here as well, does it?
I think it's essential to the kind of the growing architectural world that exists in Ireland, because we have a lot of people who, exactly as you're saying, whether they're originally would have studied in Ireland and then a lot of people would have worked abroad. It's the sort of profession that is very transferable, even if you've got specific, shall we say, building regulations which are different. Even in the UK, they're different, but you go somewhere else and they have different standards. But the innate skills that you've learnt are very transferable. And whether that's software skills or presentation skills or your design skills, you can bring that, as you say, to South America, to Europe, to North America. And then how you work and the type of organisational structures you're working or your building experience, flat-out building experience, can then be brought back and is phenomenally useful here. I mean, so many people had to leave during the crash. But a lot of people had the capacity to bring that experience and go and work somewhere else and then come back to Ireland. A lot of people didn't come back, but a lot of people have come back and have got that building experience that is now standing them in very good stead, because there's so much work that's currently required in all around Ireland.
Yeah, and of course it is.
So it is one of those professions, yes, that does that.
And it might also give them the added advantage over somebody else who hasn't been abroad, if they're going up for a position.
Categorically, that's absolutely the case, because if you have continued to build or work in construction in whatever capacity, absolutely you're in a very good position where if you move on to another country or come back home, because people will recognise that experience regardless of where it has happened. So it is one of those professions, yes.
Colette, can I just ask you, as the architectural project leader down at the Technical University, how is the gender balance playing out these days? Are there more girls coming in to courses where heretofore there wouldn't have been, that were predominantly male courses?
I would have direct experience in DIT as was, and now TU Dublin as it's been renamed since January this year. So congratulations on getting that all right. It's interesting. Quite often it can vary from year to year, but there are definitely in architecture has definitely been a pickup in the last few years. During the recession, interestingly, there was quite a dramatic fall off, not necessarily in the number of applicants, but in the number of female applicants. So that was sort of interesting. And always historically, and I'm not sure how much it is changing, the technology courses have always been more male orientated than female orientated. But that's, as I say, why it is very good to have these sorts of events and encourage as many people as possible to come and listen to the project architects who are all women and who are all working on a variety of different types of projects and different scales of projects, so that, as I say, maybe if you haven't thought about it before because you literally didn't come into your radar, or you thought that one won't be for me because I don't want to work on, you know, a building site, to realise that maybe it would be for you, maybe it's interesting, maybe it's the type of job that actually could suit you very well. So in answer to your question, it ebbs and flows a bit, but what we really see is that a lot of women qualify as architects, but like a lot of other professions, how far they get up the career ladder, that's when things begin to stall, and that's something that needs to be addressed.
Yeah, you're really, what you're mentioning there is that dreaded glass ceiling again, Colette, isn't it?
which is across the board, I'd say.
Yeah, it would appear so, but I think it's time that some of the females maybe took a hammer to it from below, and indeed a lot of the males, if they took one to it from above, we might be in a better place than we are at the moment, Colette.
I think it's a two-way, and you're right, you've hit the nail on the head there. It's two ways, you have to work both directions, and I think that would be good for everybody, exactly as you've said.
Colette Burns, Colette, thank you so much for joining me, because that Grange Garmer facility down there is an absolute wonderland. I have spoken to people who have been in it, and it's actually jaw-dropping. So you're doing great work down there. You're the architectural project leader, and all I can say, Colette, is it's nice. You're the last interview of the day, not by choice or anything, it's just the way the cards fell, but it's nice to close off with a good news story, and this seems to be all to the good. Colette, thanks a million for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.